This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
New state data shows that the vaccines are at least 94% effective at preventing COVID-19. Governor Jared Polis not celebrating the effectiveness of the vaccines nearly as much as he's continuing to plead for Coloradans to get vaccinated.
Maybe you've thought, hey, I'm 24, I'm healthy, I want to let my elders get it first. Well, guess what? Now it's your turn. Maybe you've thought, oh, it's hard to book, I don't know if I want to spend an hour on the internet. Well, now you don't have to. You just show up and you can get it.
819 Coloradans have come down with COVID-19 since becoming fully inoculated. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Hurley, he said that compares to 106,000 unvaccinated Coloradans who came down with the virus over that same period.
553 Coloradans are in the hospital fighting COVID-19. That's the highest level we've seen since the end of January, and El Paso County is following that trend. This past weekend, 83 people were hospitalized locally. In a check of the latest COVID-19 case numbers in the region, 375 new cases in El Paso County have been reported as of yesterday. That's three times more cases compared to numbers released Monday. Pueblo County reporting 54 more new positive cases and one additional death. Teller County has 8 new cases, Fremont County with 14. The statewide positivity rate is up again and now sits at 8.25%. A Pueblo nursing home is making it mandatory that staff get the COVID-19 vaccine. Sharmar Village Senior Care Community Center says it's feeling the impact of COVID-19 firsthand after losing several residents over the last year to the virus. Now that almost all the residents are vaccinated, Cassie Cruz, a nurse with Sharmar Village, says they think it's fair for staff to do the same.
The first one that we sent out to the hospital for having COVID-related problems, I told her goodbye and she never came back. And I just really wasn't prepared to then go on and do that over and over again, which was our experience here.
The care center is still following all social distancing and PPE rules. It has also installed a new air purification system to help protect residents. All staff members who declined the vaccine without a reason have been laid off.
Days after the state retired its COVID-19 dial and handed control over restrictions to local cities and counties, Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers discussed what's coming next when it comes to combating the pandemic.
Both the county and the city are not imposing any restrictions over and above the remaining restrictions that the state is imposing. They've eliminated most of the capacity limits until you get to large crowds, 500 and more. And we are not imposing any restrictions over and above that.
Suthers said that keeping tabs on local hospitalizations and deaths is continuing, noting that while restrictions have laxed, we are far from out of the woods.
The Derek Chauvin verdict continuing to draw reaction across the nation, including right here in Southern Colorado. Last summer, large crowds gathered in downtown Colorado Springs demanding justice in the wake of the death of George Floyd. That included retired Canyon City Police Chief Paul Schultz, who says in his 47 years of law enforcement experience, he was just as shocked as any other member of the public.
It was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen a law enforcement officer do.
Schultz says that he also believes this verdict will lead to police departments across the nation focusing more on de-escalation training for their officers.
KRDO News Time coming up on 8:04. Colorado Springs Police continuing to look for a missing at-risk woman. Police say that Nicole Taylor disappeared last Saturday from Westmoreland Road near Mariposa. That's near the area of North Nevada and Mountview Lane. The 38-year-old is 5'9", about 200 pounds, with shoulder-length brown hair. Last seen wearing glasses, a purple sweatshirt, and black backpack. Anyone with information urged to contact the CSPD.
A Pueblo man's under arrest on claims he set his girlfriend on fire. Police say that Andrew Cox attacked the woman last week after pouring a flammable liquid on her and igniting it. Police also say they learned of the apparent crime after the 31-year-old was beaten by some drug buddies last weekend. Cox is accused of first-degree assault and domestic violence.
Investigators are identifying a man who surrendered to law enforcement before an officer-involved shooting on I-25 Monday afternoon. The Pueblo County Sheriff's Office says that Jay Hemphill got out of a U-Haul truck Monday afternoon when he was stopped by deputies for speeding along the interstate. Hemphill later charged in connection with attempted robbery at a Dairy Queen in Pueblo West. Investigators say the U-Haul was used as an escape vehicle in that robbery attempt. Springs police continue to investigate what caused a Fountain officer to shoot and injure the driver of the truck after it was stopped near I-25 and Woodman later that day.
After a cool start to the day, it is going to continue to be a rather cool day across southeastern Colorado, with temperatures only topping out in the 30s and 40s. We'll eventually get a little bit more precipitation in the area later this evening. We're looking at between 5 p.m. and midnight. few snow showers around Colorado Springs, up in the Rampart Range, Woodland Park, the Palmer Divide. Not a lot of snow coming, but a half an inch to an inch is not impossible by the time we head towards Thursday morning. Keep that in mind for your Thursday morning commute when temperatures are going to drop into the teens and 20s for much of the area. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Andy Stone.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.